Father, we love you. Thank you for Tiago. Thank you for him being on today. I'm excited for our conversation. I just pray it helps a ton of people in their walk with you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, Tiago, you are an artist, to say the least, man. Prior to this interview, I was actually checking out some of your stuff on Instagram, and it's some dope pieces and some awesome stuff. But what got you interested in art? Have you always, like, drawn as a kid? Like, what made you start doing this as a career?
It's funny because art, I think, you say things like that, but we born with it. I feel was I knew since very young age that I had some type of art tendency. Like, I feel like art was my thing. Art was my voice, my expression of thinking, expression of things. So art was like my first thing. I think it fell in love and also put me in trouble a lot of the times growing up, you know, because I was not so used to a regular structural schooling system, right? I just want to paint the whole time or just do art or installation and stuff. So,
yeah. And so when did you become a Christian? Like, were you already in the art before you became a Christian? Did it come afterward? How'd that work out?
No. So I think, I became Christian after. I think art was before. And it's funny because art was what it draw me closer to God, because I was trying to understand creation. I trying to understand if I was created to create something, who the one that create me, you know, because I felt as me, as an artist, somebody create me, you know what I mean? So I trying to understand, like, if I was like a painting, and when people was mentioning about like, we are God's masterpiece, and if you got pay me to be a masterpiece, so I want to know that God, I want to know who the one that create me and why he create me and why I'm here with this gift. So I think that's what started driving me close to God, to understand God. And that's when it was kind of like the revelation, encounter with God and salvation. So,
yeah, absolutely. And so were you a teenager when that happened? Because I know we were talking before the call here that you're from Brazil. Was that,
yeah,
and you got here into the States and when you're like 16, 17 years old, did you become a Christian in Brazil or were you a Christian like after
No,
that?
No. So I think I was far away from being Christian in Brazil. I was never able to, I was never able to get into the religion there or to church, or I never adapted to it. I felt like I never had a space as an artist in church. And I think like that, it kicked me, made me stay away from church or God. And what I came to find out was just like here, after a while, a real encounter, right? Like we can go to church. We can say that we this religion or this belief or not believe, or Christian or non-Christian. But I think like when you have a real encounter and God is in you and you understand you meet God, then you kind of like have that relationship, right? When you have that relationship. So that relationship started here in US not a long time ago. That was like probably like 10 years ago. That was like a really changing life experience through art and really getting that encounter.
Yeah, that's what I love about that, man. Because,
salvation.
Because a lot of people call it a religion, but in reality, it's a relationship. You know, yeah. We talk about going to church, you know, reading the Bible, which is all great. You know, all those religious works are, you know, helpful. But in reality, we all need to have that true, like you said, an encounter with God, to really meet God and see him face to face for our own self personally, and see what he has to offer us and salvation and love and mercy and forgiveness and all those things. And I think a lot of people miss that, and which is cool that you got to embrace that. And it's relatively fresh. I know you mentioned like a long time ago, 10 years ago, but like, you still remember that day, whereas some people are young when they became a Christian, quote unquote. So they sometimes lose the excitement for that. But it's cool to see that that kind of flows out of you. And specifically, like when it comes to art, it's so evident. So when you're painting and when you're – and I want to ask you too, is painting like the only art that you do, or do you do other sort of avenues of stuff?
I feel anything that I have my hands on, it becomes art, right? It's a form of art, right? I think expression of our soul is art. And I think anything that I involve myself with, I say it becomes art, right? We create it to create. And a lot of the times I feel I don't believe in labeling the creative world, right? I feel like we all are made perfect to God's image and to his image, and I think he created us to be that creator. In my case, that God's honor me with this gift of like painting or visual arts, I feel I tend to be very specific in like anything that I have my hands on. I want to make sure I'll express God's ultimate excellence and visuals, right? Like in art. So I think that's how I think becomes that answer for what I touch. Like is only a visual arts, like in paintings and 2Ds and stuff like that. But also too, like in communication or installational and things like that, or even visions or become a visionary of a lot of ideas that can make the world better. I feel like that's what artists were supposed to do. We are the solution to make somebody something better, right? It's not only the visuals, but also what is the solution behind the art? What we read here, making better. What are we making better? So with the solution, people. So
yeah. And so, what's the process that like? Do you ever sit down and say, "Hey, I need to, I'm going to make this painting," and then do you or sculpture or whatever sort of creative item you're going to make? Do you sit down and sketch it out and think, "Okay, I'm going to do this here, this here, this here," or do you just have an organic process that you say, "Wherever this takes me is where I go"? Like, what is your creative process as a whole?
It's funny. So my creative process is very loose. I'll say it's not structured at all. I like to people watch. I like to listen podcasts, right? Like I like to have a lot of information, right? I feel like information, right? What inform us, form us, right? So I feel that as the beginning of the process of creating something. So I have enough information or content that I feel I'm able to go to an empty canvas and build a story from there. So I think that would be my process, right? Like I'll inform myself with things that I wanna, that's connected to me, things that'll make the world better, right? Or things that make people feel better about themselves. And then when I collected those evidence of facts and things that I build that and I try to elaborate in an abstract way, right, to put in a canvas. Because sometimes art is weird because some people see one thing in one canvas and the guy right next to it sees something else. And I'm like, it's not to be so spiritual about this, but I feel that is the Holy Spirit relationship with the individuals, right? I think the Holy Spirit will speak differently with different people. And I think that's why we're here. We're the vehicle, we're the vessel that God applies all the information there so we can go there. So I think that's my process. I collect those things. I see from God what really I want to put out there, the responsibility as a poet, you know, like a writer or a musician. What responsibility we have in like what we getting out of ourselves to be there as a indented a voice or a message, and then going in parts, you know, because then also you got the technical part of it. I prepare the canvas, I prepare the materials, I want to get the content, the stories behind the content, behind the materials. I do a lot of collages, so I want to get to the craziest image I can get, or I build the image, right? Or I build the graphics, I build the wording behind it. You know, if it's a book, I'll get the pages of the book. If it's like a abstract, I collect a particular palette, right? That's the process. I'll create that palette that have some, every color have a meaning, and that color, that's the reason why I'm applying that. So that is the process of creating from a zero, nothing in it until a final product.
Yeah. You see. And so So with your faith, and as you're reading the word, and as you're praying, and as you're seeking the Holy Spirit, and he's influencing you, because I like what you said there. It's like someone can look at the same painting, the same abstract piece, but interpret it totally differently. And one person can see it as something completely different than the other individual. So do you feel like for you, as you're like reading the word, listening to the Holy Spirit and things like that, that directly influences what you're painting? Like, do you feel like your faith influences everything that you do, or do you have some things that you kind of separate out, or is everything that you make overtly Christian? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no. I think it's a great question, actually. I believe this is like an amazing question because the fact of how you separate, I don't see separation at all, because if you walk the walk, You talk the talk and you leave it in it. If you have the relationship, you know, like I feel it is natural in there. I mean, it's this instinct of the Holy Spirit. So sometimes we got to watch out what we're feeding, who it is leading us and who is leading us. And for us to produce whatever it is, sometimes, yes, I think there is natural parts of art. I think like there is the fun part of art. You know, not everything's got to be super serious. Oh, we need to have this. No, but like also feel good. Like I feel like the good vibe of the place, or you want to create a momentum of aesthetic. I don't think nothing is we got to be super God oriented and all. No. I think we got to be ourselves because God is in us. So it doesn't matter if we do from a very specific Easter collection of paintings and then you get a lobby from hotel and you create a dope vibe, Holy Spirit is in you. So it's no separation there. Like I think the creation from one angle to another angle is the same God. It's just that it's a different momentum, it's a different specific orientation of why he's there that moment. But I feel, and adding to this question, I don't want to prolong this too much, but
hey guys, before jumping back into the episode, I want to give a huge shout out to this show's sponsor, Making Him Known Apparel Company. Making Him Known is run by my guy, Aaron, and Aaron does an awesome job of making apparel that draws others to Jesus. They have hoodies, tees, totes, stickers, and much more stuff coming soon, all at makinghimknown.com, which will be linked in the show notes. So if you want to support this podcast, go support Making Him Known and go get you some awesome apparel.
Majority of the time that I feel that I'm like a pain, very loose, kind of as far as free flow, and just vibe with what I like, the vibes that are things, the music, and God is already in us. So I think it be produced this like a very, free message, and it interfere in people's days. You know, I had encounters of people coming in saying, "Look, bro, that piece, I don't know, it speak to me." And the guy doesn't know God, you know, like they never understand religion or church or anything like that. So automatically attract him somehow. But I know it's the Holy Spirit attracting him, right?
Yeah.
And it was nothing so deep that I produced in there. It was not that I say, I'm building the story. I'm, you know, God-oriented, only this message about the Bible. No, it was not. It was very free flow kind of painting from my studio that impacts somebody's life, you know?
And so what advice would you give to somebody who maybe they are an artist, or maybe they have like some skill set? Maybe they're an artist as far as music, or maybe they're an artist as far as painting, or maybe they're just good at one particular thing. They have a skill set and they're trying to figure out how they can use that skill to honor God in the same way that you have, right? I mean, you even talked about like some pieces people see and they're like, man, like I see God in this. And you know, that's the Holy Spirit speaking to them. You're planting a seed in somebody through your skill. What encouragement will you give to somebody who, I don't know, may not just be as confident in their skill set as far as using it in a way that can make God known and honor him? What advice would you give to somebody like that, whether they're an artist or just good at something else?
Yeah, I feel what helped me a lot in situations like that. I feel like we, as a creative, we get to a mode that like, oh God, what I want to produce now? What I'm going to create now? I don't know. I'm little this or little that. I feel I go back to the simple gospel, man. I go back to the simple way of what God was doing to us. I feel like the first thing is like still in love with our craft and going back to the table and it's just start all over again. You know, I think God give you a free, like an empty canvas, a blank canvas every day. And it's just go back to the simple ways of doing things. I feel like sometimes we overthink, like I'm including this. Like I'm not saying, hey, this is advice people. Like, no, I'm including that every day, the advice for myself. I think the hardest thing is motivate ourselves every day that we can create, we can be part of a creation of something. So I think like my suggestion or that's what I do for myself. It's just think simple and going back to the source, who created you, who gave you this gift, why he gave this gift, the behind purpose of all this, and then think simple. I think we get so polluted what everybody else thinks, what needs to be done, that we forget how we came from. we forget how even was born in us, that passion, that ultimate passion. So go back to the passion that you had once. Go back to the love of like, hey, man, I want to do this. And God will help you to flow what it was supposed to be next and kind of like on your own craft, you know?
Yeah, yeah, bro. I think that's so true and so spot on because a lot of times we make it so complicated. We feel like, oh, I got to do this, this, and this. I got to build this type of platform I got to have. I got to be this good at my skill so that way people can finally see it or attribute it to God. When in reality, you got to start where you are. God is giving you a gift as you sit. With what you have, with what you have in front of you right now, you can honor God and make him known, just like you have, right? I mean, if you had never started, you'd never be where you're at. And they say the hardest step is the first one, not one down the road. And so,
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that step is always the first step. Like every day is that step, you know?
Yeah.
So go back to the studio and create something and you got to have it. And don't look, I try to tell every single one that asked me similar questions, man, don't think, just do it. Just like, oh, you know, yeah. Like I know it's all cliche, but like, just do it. Don't ask me opinion. Just go at it. Like go at it. Don't look left and right. Just keep in your plan, man. I feel if you have it, if you feel this is your gift, this is your calling, just go at it. Like,
how long were you painting or making art in general before you felt like I'm good at this? Like I can actually sell this and make money from it. Like, how long were you at it?
I think with artists, if we go to this like a weird cocoon, like a butterfly phase, that we produce so much and so scared to showcase until that wings come out, right? So I think to me, it was like a long process. I felt, I think that can help a lot of people. Like if people are just listening today and wants to know in any type of craft, right? If it's preaching, if it's painting, music, whatever. I feel what I did is just I start doing it. I'm painted a bunch of stuff and I start showing cases to people around me and kind of like getting their feedback, right? Some will say, I love it. Some will say, bro, that's garbage, right? And I think I was more focused, be honest, I was more focused in the garbage part. I just really want to get their attention to tell me why it's garbage. You know, go to people that's already been doing this for a while and say, yo, I don't want you to sympathize with my art. I want you to be very honest and tell me, like, what is going on with this garbage that you're telling me? Mm-hmm. And then you build that whole setup of criticisms that is positive, that you turn to positivity, because then you get better every piece until you feel like, okay, now I can show to a public that doesn't know me and they don't care about me because they don't, first time seeing, like, oh, seeing this place. Jumping collective shows, jumping different setups that will be able to have more exposure. When you get to exposure and start understanding, oh, this crowd like more this crowd like more that. Let me find a middle place of that now. Find out about your community. Where are you producing that? You know, because if I'm in Japan, art is going to be completely different for a crowd there. Like if you're in South America, it's completely different. If it's in the US, it's completely different. So you find the community and understand what areas that you need to get better until you start like really producing, showcasing even more. And don't be shy to knock doors. You know, I think that is a secret of like, not the annoying guy, but every time you just knock a door, hey man, hey, can I jump on this? Can I jump? I think that was my beginning, but it was a long process of, I'll say the cocoon, like a stainless butterfly, like, you know, like mold. Yeah. The lava, right? Like I was transforming, right? Or being that set up. So,
bro, I think you're on it right now because that's, and I love what you said about, you know, take it to people, but don't be afraid of their critique. If they say it's garbage, don't just be offended and walk away. Ask them, well, what about it isn't good? Like, help me progress as a person. I think a lot of people are afraid of the critique. They're so afraid that people aren't going to like what they do. But when in truth, the best thing someone else can do for you is tell you, I don't like it. And here's why. Because this is all, the game is about progressing, not perfection. You're never going to be perfect. None of us are ever going to get to the point to where our craft is just has zero mistakes in it. That'll never happen. It's always best to always give people's true thoughts, true opinions, and don't be afraid of rejection because it's always rejections that lead to success. So I love what you said about that.
I think that the rejections that the insecurity that we carry as a creator too, as far as what they're going to think. Right? Oh man, what they're gonna say? And then we not showcase. We're not gonna show it. But I think that's a big no. I think we should have focused more in progress. Is that what you're saying? Let's build progress that was going to lead us to something. If it's a small or big progress, it's still, we're getting somewhere. So I think that's the main focus for creatives.
Absolutely. So Tiago, I want to take very careful of your time and respect the fact that I'm sure you have a lot of things to get going to today, but I wanted to ask you one more question before I let you go. You know, we talked about a lot of things today, you know, art, creative process, sticking with things, even though it's hard, and encouraging people who may themselves be going through a creative process or trying to start something new or show something to the world. So in light of our conversation, in light of people who are listening right now who are Christians, who are, you know, trying to do the best thing that they can to honor God with their lives, what's one piece of encouragement you'd like to leave the audience with today after everything you've kind of been through and thought of?
I think the advice that I have is with the people that we are the solution to a lot of people. We have a responsibility to change their destiny, their future, their present, and be careful while we're doing it. And just have fun doing it and just focus and first focus in a relationship with God. I think like that's prime. Like I think like it's not a cliche thing, but that's what I'll say. Go back to the simple, how you met God, how you had a relationship, how you build all that, and just kind of go back to that in a simple ways. And trying to focus in what you produce or whatever you do is a reflect of the excellence of the art of God, and be the light in there. I think be the light in the world. We called it to be great humans. We made to be good humans. It doesn't matter the differences. Doesn't matter all around us. We are good humans before anything. God created us perfect to become light, to become a lighthouse to a lot of people. And to build people up. I think like especially in the creative world, we need to build ourselves up, collaborative ways of like, hey, let's build a bigger kingdom. It's not about one setup. It's not about one denomination or one particular group of people, but we all one, you know? And I think thinking we all one, we can achieve way more than what we're doing. Yeah, I think like together, we prevail, right? We become stronger together. I think that is my word today from creatives. Don't be shy of asking. Don't be shy of participating. Don't be shy of criticism. Don't be shy of things like that, because it will build us up even better, to become better. Because it's not about us. It's the ones that are coming after us. It's the kids, the future kids. And there is our kids. And there is, so let's build something that will be solid. For the ones to come and us here and have fun doing it. Have fun,
yes, sir.
Doing it.
Well, bro, that's a word, Tiago, man. I appreciate you being on. You shared so much wisdom, and the audience is going to get a lot of value from it. So we appreciate you, son, man.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Honored to be part of it. Appreciate it, man. I'm excited. I love you guys, man. Love you, bro.